this podcast series, we're not just trying to change Africa's narrative, we are changing it. Because Africa leads, Africa excels, and Africa inspires. The focus on our continent's poverty, inequality, violence, and lack of development is definitely out of sync. When you compare it to other continents who have the same, but also we hear voices and see images of growth, development of economic and emerging markets, all leading to investment and ultimate self-reliance. So help me welcome guests from Africa and all over the world invested in the rising of Africa. The time for Africa's rising is now. The world has no choice but to let us rise because, as the youngest of all people, we are the future of the world. So, from Africa to the world, this is Yavi Madure.
Welcome, Collins. It's so wonderful to have you on From Africa to the World. I can't wait to have this conversation from an AFTFTA perspective, because it's like, you know, you and I talking, AFCFTA always excites the two of us. I know this.
Yes, Yavi, thank you so much for having me.
So just give us a little context. So, you know, we all, you and I, I'm sure you get this because I get this a lot in terms of, it's getting better, but we still get this around, what is this AF word that you are always using? So give us some context from your perspective in terms of what is the AFCFTA.
All right. Yavi, thank you so much for this. Again, like we had spoken about this on several forums. Sometimes we professionals or technical experts on this always assume that people have the very deep knowledge about AFCFTA. But I mean, amazingly, you still get to hear from some people at a very, very high level that really don't even know the full meaning of the acronym AFCFTA. So it is good that we always start from the context and just to have a bit of background to it and what people should understand about AFCFTA. But starting from that or jumping into that, the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement, AFCFTA, is one of the most influential Pan-Africa agreements, which is, of course, aimed to eliminate all barriers in the movement of goods and services across countries within Africa's markets beyond its own state borders, with the implementation of a uniform custom tariff, a system of trade dispute resolution, which will make available, of course, which is available to all states who have signed up to this agreement. The AFCFTA is expected to be a key engine of economic growth, industrialization, and sustainable development in Africa. In line with the 2030 agenda, which is the AU agenda, General Assembly agenda, and of course, the Africa Union Agenda 2063, which we all know is the Africa we want to be. That is the direction we are aiming at. And then, of course, to further add, for me, AFCFTA, being the largest free trade area with a population of about 1.2 billion people and a market combined GDP of about $2.5 trillion. And I think beyond projections from commentators for all participating African countries and said, what that means, what does that also give to any part of Africa? And all these possibilities, obviously, is going to be enabled by regulations which will ensure the protection of interest of all parties. I think I would like to stop there just to give a bit of context. I think that should cover it.
So you are Hi. So you are the advisor to the Ministry of Trade and Industry in Nigeria. The AFCFTA came into effect on the 1st of January from a Pan-African perspective, well, for the world, this year in 2021. Just map for us, you know, very high level, what has happened in Nigeria specifically since the implementation or since the effective date, since the AFCFTA has come into effect on the 1st of January?
I mean, thank you so much for that. Yavi, Nigeria obviously ratified the AfCFTA agreement in November 2020, joining 53 other Africa states, and this ensured that AfCFTA will have Africa's biggest markets by geography, local area, and on board. That was a major impact to that conviction that was required to drive implementation. But however, we recognize that our competitiveness is critical to achieving the benefit that the AfCFTA has provided. So some of the key initiatives that we have set out to achieve and are implementing, I'll just touch on about five of them. One of them is the secured agricultural commodities transport and storage corridor. We call it SATC. I'll run through them to each of them, maybe briefly. Secondly, is the Nigerian Economic Diplomacy Initiative. We feel like investment is very critical for it to drive trade. Thirdly, there's what we call the export expansion facility for exporters. Fourthly, is the National Quality Infrastructure Policy. And then, obviously, the activities of the National Action Committee on AfCFTA implementation. Going back to the Secured Agricultural Commodity Transport and Storage Corridor, it is a partnership between our ministry, the Federal Ministry of Industry, Trade and Investment, and the one of the agencies of the Central Bank of Nigeria called NISA. So the idea is to develop a policy recommendation, which then becomes an executive order to facilitate the movement, to enable investors or enable those corridors through the facilitation of or the facilitate the movement of commodities from the primary producer through a safe and secured corridor to the three critical points: domestic markets, industrial market, and export market. So within that secured corridor, we have a secured agricultural commodities aggregation zone, which is called SCARS. Within that zone, all of the actors that essentially will cause delays within across those corridors of movement of goods are represented within that aggregation zone. So when a truck is loaded and leave that zone, it is stamped safe and secured until it gets to those three critical points. So all of the taxes, the sorting, the grading, the regulations, all of the things that are regular that typically will cause hurdles, extortion on the way, will be taken care of within that zone. So essentially, I mean, it helps to address the inefficiencies inherent in logistics, trade, and financing of commodities route to market operations in Nigeria. That is one initiative that we are driving, and we have gotten quite mileage on that. Two is the Nigeria Economic Diplomacy Initiative. So essentially, we believe that investment is very important for us to drive trade. You need to get investors into critical sectors that you have prioritized, that you have also made strong in terms of your comparative advantage. So the Nigeria in the Economic Diplomacy is a joint initiative that will be managed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And the idea is that, the intention is to serve as an online business matching platform where local business entities can showcase their products to the world, leveraging the strengths and opportunities of both ministries, because the Ministry of Foreign Affairs have locations across various countries. So all of those decks will help to promote all of this. So, and then going to the Export Expansion Facility. The Export Expansion Facility, which was launched by the Nigeria Export Promotion Council under the Nigeria Economic Sustainability Plan, is expected to support the resilience of new and existing businesses to respond to the shock of the COVID-19 and efforts to retain and create more jobs through various programs. And some of these programs, they basically include export financing, export infrastructure financing, capacity development for exporters, and to facilitate market access for exporters to regional and global markets. Value chain development. It is very important for us to then begin to look at developing our value chain, let's move, we are moving away from the raw material to then developing the value chain in terms of getting the right value from the products or the raw material that we produce. And we intend to also look at establishing some sort of a trading company for the country, you know, which is very, very important according to the protocol on trading goods in AFCFTA. And of course, we also believe that the youth population are the energy, the women population are the energy of informal trade. And we intend to create a structure around that where we also create a development program for the youth and women and then promote the inclusiveness and empowerment of women through that non-oil export. I don't know if I should continue to not begin to speak to you, but I also like to touch on the National Quality Infrastructure Policy. Our Federal Executive Council approved the Quality Infrastructure Policy. Before now, despite being one of the largest economies in Africa, Nigeria lacked an internationally recognized national quality infrastructure with the capacity to ensure safety, integrity, marketing of our goods and services, and removal of those technical barriers to local, regional, international trade. This is very, very important because this also gives confidence to investors to come into that space, and then also then improve the quality and competitiveness of our products.